Happy birthday.
It was insane.
There was 80, we had a huge cake, thanks to the guys from, I think, Chateau Blanc. They built this 10-tier cake for Virgin Radio for
Looked
us.
Amazing.
It was unbelievable. 85,000 of you sung happy birthday. If you're at the show, give me a call. I'd love to hear from you later on. 04-423-1000. We caught up with Liam, and here is part two of our one-on-one. Obviously, we're Virgin Radio. We're celebrating our 10th birthday here.
Ooh, I forgot about that. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
We're 10 years, man. And when we found out, you sort of did sound check quickly at Global Village today. Mm-hmm. You've seen how it looks. We're expecting this to be the biggest, I don't know if they've told you this, a huge concert tonight.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so very, very big. It's a big fun. There's rides, there's food stalls, there's everything. As soon as we realized that Liam Payne was going to be here in Dubai, social exploded. It's still exploding right now. We've got people flying in from Nigeria, Kuwait. They're all flying in tonight.
From the UK.
Oh, wow.
We're getting it all on social.
You're going to make him nervous?
That's great. No, I love that. That's great. Like, when I go out on stage, I'm just trying to have like a party with people, and there's people there to, you know, do that with. That obviously makes it better. Otherwise, you kind of just party in yourself, which that's a bit weird. But yeah, no, I love that. I mean, it's amazing. I for me, because obviously I've been away from some of these places for so long, you know, so many years. The patience just is the most amazing thing. Like that, they would wait around and still, you know, be a fan of me and a fan of the boys. Like, I think that's, you know, it's so important and so much fun. I hope Niall was here a little bit, wasn't he? Play golf here.
Yeah, we
loves golf. Loves golf, man.
He does. He's good.
We caught up with him on the golf course, and he was just non-stop talking about golf.
Golf, he
is obsessed with some golf.
If I say Rita Ora, obviously the song is huge. It's one of the most played on Virgin Radio right
now.
Oh,
wow. Thank you.
Is it true you wrote it in, is it Frank Sinatra's?
No, I didn't. It was written by Max Martin, and I cannot take any songwriting credit away from Max Martin because he's like the god of all songs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just went down and I was in this place where his studio is, and it happens to be Frank Sinatra's, like, old house.
Yeah, that's
like,
so cool.
My first audition, I was singing Fly Me to the Moon, and, like, that's what I went around doing when I was a kid, because I had a really low voice. And, yeah, I mean, it was just so weird. There was, like, a little doorway where, like, Marilyn Monroe used to go in and
that's
out of,
so
and also,
cool.
Like, so much random stuff.
Did you nick anything?
I couldn't do that to Frank, man. I love him. He's too good. Don't you think it's crazy? Like, when I think, like, Frank Sinatra, like, there's a certain person of every time who's like the spokesman of a generation. Like, for his generation, he was like the spokesman, and then you have someone now like Drake, who's like the spokesman of our generation. Like,
so
it's not
true
to compare the two, because it's so different, but if you look at the way they are in their concerts, it's fairly similar. It's quite cool, actually. I like that.
If you could collab with anyone right now, obviously you're doing a lot of collabs, but who is the one person that you want to get at, that you see right now? Like, is it, I mean, obviously Cardi B, someone like that you're hearing a lot. Would that be, are you thinking about her? Are you thinking about Drake? Are you?
Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of different rappers, and obviously my next single features J Balvin, so that's quite a big one for me. I'm really happy to do something a bit Latino. It's going to be quite cool. I don't know. I haven't looked in the industry enough lately to see. I mean, I love that new Lil Dicky song.
Oh my God.
I think that thing is hilarious. That's been like our song for the trip.
Freaky Friday.
Yeah, it's so good. I love it.
I love that. I mean, but if you do want to collab with someone, are you just getting your people, or are you Instagramming?
I don't know. The collabs happen so randomly. Like, the Quavo thing kind of just came along, and then we became friends off of that, and then with Jay this time, like, I went to a restaurant with him, that Salt Bay place.
Nuzrat,
yeah,
right?
Nuzrat, where he does all the, like, crazy,
where,
like,
here?
In New York,
chocolate
right?
Stuff. Yeah, in New York.
You know he's based here.
Who is? Oh, yeah,
Salt Bay.
He's around. We had, and there's a guy there who's, like, he's an assistant guy who's, like, he's called Pepper Bay, and he was coming around, like, throwing the pepper around the place. I was like, bro, you ain't the Salt Bay.
I hope Ketchup Bay doesn't come out
Ketchup
one day.
Ketchup Bay. You wouldn't want to be Mayo Bay, would you, like? You got a lot of mayonnaise down your arm. Because he has to, like, go down his arm. Like, it was real. He's cool.
So you're eating meat with J Balvin, and then the next thing you know, you're like, hey,
and then we were like,
let's
do something. And then I had this song, like, done, and I was like, I sent it over to him, and he changed some different bits of Spanish and put a rap on it, and I was like, boom, we're in, let's do it.
How's your Spanish so far?
Hola, ¿qué tal, señorita?
It was very good. I was watching you on your Instagram.
I had a sore throat one day, and my Spanish went off the chain. I was just, like, Googling, like, what to say, and then just saying it, like, because I saw this video of Jay, and he was out, and there was, like, dogs on the TV, and he was going, me encantan las perras, which you can figure out.
Dog,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love the female dogs. And, like, he was, like, videoing these dogs, and then the dogs are doing, like, all slow-mo moves, and he's going, oof, que perras. And I just thought, oh, que perritas. It was so funny. I was like, that is hilarious. Then I did it back to him, and then we just started, like, doing a little Spanish thing. It's quite funny.
Liam Payne with us this morning, hanging out at 8:20 on Virgin Radio. Up next, I play the spoons for Liam because he's afraid of spoons.
But I think you've left him in, like, speechless. Like, he couldn't believe you did what you did.
Hear it next.